Hello, my name is Silvia Fraga. I'm a researcher at the Institute of Public Health of University of Porto, Portugal, and an invited assistant professor at University of Porto Medical School. As a member of the Biosocial Birth Cohort Research Network, I'm interested in the shared experiences about research on biology of social adversity and production of health inequalities. I and Susanna are delighted today to provide further reflections on the presentation given by Sarah Gibbon and Rosie Mathers as part of the discussion of our network regarding methodologies for working with or on birth cohorts that took place in June 2020. The presentation entitled "Why Do Families Participate in Cohort Research, a Pilot Study?" provides an important opportunity to explore the reasons for intergenerational participation in longitudinal cohort studies across the broader international comparative and diverse temporal frame by listening to the voice of participants in two multigenerational cohorts, the AUSPAC cohort in the UK and the Pelotas cohort study in Brazil. Sarah and Rosie's approach shows an effort to align methodologies, contributing to the integration of qualitative methodologies in cohort studies that traditionally follow a quantitative approach. I believe this approach provides the scope to re-examine and potentially reclassify previously biological or social experiences. Sarah and Rosie have also mentioned the methodological challenges introduced by the COVID-19 pandemic. I think there is a need to reflect to what extent conducting in-depth interviews via calling as an alternative way to in-person can somehow influence not only the information gathered, but also the way experiences and expectations about biosocial research are reported.
Hi, my name is Susanna Silva, and I'm the chair of the Department of Health and Society at the Institute of Public Health of the University of Porto, Portugal, an invited assistant professor at University of Porto Medical School in the field of social sciences. As a member of the Biosocial Birth Cohort Research Network, I'm interested in exploring how multi-methods and mixed methods research could foster safe, ethical, and innovative health technologies and reduce health inequalities. I was particularly inspired by Sarah and Rosie's focus on the family as the unit of analysis and by the discussion about the challenges of conducting joint interviews with peer participants consisting of grandparents and parents of children involved in cohort to cohort study about the meaning of biosocial research. It would be great to hear more about the ethical and methodological challenges that researchers encounter when interviewing two generations together. I wonder if any of the following issues came up in your experiences of interviews. First, the potential for a deformed consent, even when it is carefully obtained, as well as for problematic version when tensions or disagreement occur between participants. Second, how to manage privacy when silent participants provide a subtle but clear indication that the account given by their relative is incomplete or contested. To consider the conduction of separate and jointly interviews is quite interesting, but there are implications for sampling and data analysis. First, considering that the decision about who to interview will shape the data produced, what criteria should be considered by researchers when deciding the sampling strategy, if any? And second, do you intend to increase the probability of fathers' participation, opening the opportunities of co-producing family-centered approaches? Finally, how to analyze each participant's contributions and how to deal with disagreements between relatives when using the family as a unit of analysis? I was also very interested in the finding that participants reported a sense of a shared experience. I was wondering in what sense the emerging importance of a shared experience in this project is a potential manifestation of solidarity. Is it a shared experience among relatives, or does it translate a sense of community ethics associated with practices and commitments which are shared with common assets, combining individual and collective responsibilities and relying on the contributions of all to ensure that all will benefit. An approach based on solidarity would introduce in the debate issues related to public participation and trust in the governance of biosocial research, including a discussion on the purposes of dignified and beneficial data processing, social commitments to what is worth protecting, and the reasons for this involve complex values and normativities that are culturally and historically bounded and need to be empirically explored.